Welcome to ASME TechCast, bringing you the innovators, the innovations, and the issues that push the envelope of engineering. I'm Louise Poirier, Senior Editor at Mechanical Engineering Magazine. The workforce shortage and war for talent continue. One area that's being hit particularly hard is the technical workforce, which is facing headwinds such as rapidly advancing technological requirements and antiquated perceptions. According to Unmuddle, a skills-to-job marketplace that connects learners and employers via a coast-to-coast network of leading community colleges, there will be a shortage of approximately 2.1 million to 3.8 million jobs in the manufacturing sector by 2030. To talk to us more about these challenges and some possible solutions, we're joined today by Perminder Jessel, CEO and co-founder of Unmuddle. She has extensive experience in the corporate and philanthropic sectors, as well as higher education, which she has leveraged to help advance the working learner movement. Perminder, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Louise. I'm privileged to be here.
So, you know, I understand you're a community college graduate, and I think that's a fantastic place to start. And you have a fiber optics engineering background. So can you talk to us about how all of your experiences have come together to form Unmuddle and kind of what your goal is there?
I love that question, Louise. Absolutely. So yes, my family and I, we immigrated from India, and it was in India where I graduated high school, coming to Iowa. And it was there that I enrolled in the community college right after high school. And I was assigned to English tutors and helped build my English language skills, was introduced to this whole idea of what computers and networking is, fiber optics, telecom. And it was there that I really started understanding what the whole engineering industry looked like. And so it was that put me on this trajectory of technology, gain an understanding of what community colleges are. And all of that comes back full circle with the founding of Unmuddle, the Skills to Jobs Marketplace. It's not only founded by America's community and technical colleges, it's also powered by America's coast-to-coast network of community and technical colleges, specifically to bring employers together with working learners, those who are working and learner, to address the shortage of hands-on technician talent in America.
So next, let's discuss, what are some of the critical challenges facing the U.S. workforce today when it comes to skilled labor and technicians in particular?
Well, you know, I'm going to start out with, first of all, things are very murky. They're all muddled up. And so unmuddle is actually, what it means is sorting things out and clarifying, like unmuddling the future of learning and working for everyone that lives in America, for employers and for the colleges as well. So clearing that up leads me to, there's just a general lack of understanding of what technicians are, that there's even a technicians industry out there, that there's even a role for technicians. It has been amazing to become that one-stop place for hands-on technician paths, and to be able to address that hands-on technician talent. This lack of understanding has been, for example, one of, I think, the most interesting pieces that we've uncovered after speaking with employer after employer after employer that hires engineers. And what we've learned is that we've come to about a engineer to technician ratio of one engineer to five technicians. A whole new industry out there, a whole new talent pool that is unknown. And this ratio we've been developing as we go along, speaking from talent to talent, it varies anywhere from, you know, one engineer to three technicians for highly automated facility. Whereas if there's complex manufacturing process involved, it's one engineer to four to five technicians. If it's a R&D focused type of, or an innovation focused type of company, one engineer to two or three technicians. So we just kind of average that out at five. And it even goes as high as if there's a focus on routine maintenance and operations, one engineer to even six to eight technicians. So this huge skills gap that we keep hearing about out there, I think number one thing that we all need to understand is there's this whole new technician workforce that has yet not been realized by our leadership in the nation.
That's fascinating. When we were talking earlier, you mentioned hands-on training. Can you talk a little bit more about that? You know, what is the significance of hands-on technician training versus, you know, the traditional training that people are getting now, you know, just the online stuff, if you will?
Yeah, so that's an awesome question, by the way. So we here at Unmetal, we differentiate greatly between the kinds of technicians that are out there. You can have technicians that work remotely, and those could be, for example, monitoring an HVAC system remotely, or the water meter systems, or the solar panels. So a lot of technology involved. You do remote monitoring, remote solution engineering. The other side of this is the hands-on technicians, where you do this remote piece, but you're also the response on, hey, let me get in there, troubleshoot real quickly. Let me actually put the solution into place to correct the problem. Those two are extremes on a continuum. All, you know, and most of the jobs really fall into that middle space where there's a lot of remote and a lot of hands-on, but you need both of those skill sets. What we've been learning from employers and why we kind of built this continuum with the two extremes on it is online education and either AR, VR, because of the level of maturity, isn't always enough to gain the hands-on experience that is actually needed for a technician to be highly useful in the environment. Let me give you an example, Louise. For instance, if you, as a customer of any airline, had the choice to pick a plane that was built through ARV, that is serviced through ARVR technician skill sets that have been derived, versus a plane where the technician actually picks up a torque wrench and knows exactly what torque should be applied to attach a wing to the plane's body, which plane would you choose?
Yeah, it's almost a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, it's so interesting because employers are giving us more and more examples of that and saying, you know, we really need technicians to have hands-on skill sets. Just learning it through AR, VR, or Fab Labs, or those are great precursor steps, but we need them in a lab, in the workplace, getting their hands on these materials and knowing exactly how to use them and building that muscle memory.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Now, can you talk to me a little bit about how Unmetal is making that happen? You know, what are some of the strategies you guys are using, or coursework or programs, you know, if you will?
Yeah, sure. So our strategies are really deeply rooted in the employers of our nation. So we work directly on behalf of our community and public technical college system here in America. That's over 1,000 community and technical colleges to work directly with the employer and pull in these colleges to be able to build programming, what we call skillware, that leads to hands-on technician skills development that eventually happens at the location of the college. So with this, we start with the job roles at the employers. the roles that they need to be filling and an understanding of how many need to be filled, when do they need to be filled by, what are the skill sets required, what is the job role required. Working reverse engineering, I guess, from that, we start building the skillware in conjunction with our community and technical colleges. From there, we build out what we call Unmuddle Originals, which is a path that encompasses lots of different community and technical colleges, so that through our Unmuddle proprietary platform that is built in conjunction with America's community and technical colleges, we can sync those hiring plans with the local community and technical colleges. So all the courses support the development of those skills, with the last course being right there at the location next to the hiring location of the employers.
So, you know, as you're working with all of these employers out there in the industry right now, what sectors are you seeing that have the most need for these kinds of technical positions at the moment?
Oh gosh, the question would be, what sector doesn't?
Sure. Because
automation is at the heart of so much that is going on in our nation. So just to name a few, like advanced manufacturing, obviously, with all the processes, et cetera, that, you know, we always talk about, oh, on the factory line, now it's robots instead of people. And we need people who can actually manage all the robots, fix them, put them in the order that they need to be, make sure that they are working as planned. Mm-hmm. So advanced manufacturing and automation is at the center of so much that we're doing. But then think of electric vehicles, smart battery industry. They too require a automation, robotics, or mechatronic skill set, that merging of mechanical engineer, electrical engineering, electronic engineering. You start merging that skill set and you kind of end up with a mechatronics technician. And that skill set is one that really comes to play, think Tesla, really comes to play in the industry like that. Now let's move to semiconductors. We start looking at circuits, that's more electronics and mechanical engineering, and how do you get, and electrical engineering. Again, that same skill set, but applied to the semiconductor industry. Now we're getting down to very micro or nano level of technician work. Apply that to food and agricultural production, and it just goes on and on and on and on.
So there are so many different ways or different places where these technicians are needed. So we're seeing the challenges, we're seeing the problem. What are some solutions that you have seen or that you think might make a difference in turning this around?
I think, you know, it's multifaceted. Mm-hmm. As far as the solutions goes, number one, I think the research, the primary research that we're starting to uncover and then kind of reveal and share out, is the fact that there is a growing technician need. There is not only that, but there is a shortage that needs to be addressed. And that's what we do at Unmuddle. We go from site to site, where the community colleges are at the center of this landscape within a community, and we support them in addressing the talent for hands-on technicians and the shortages that accompany that. In addition to that, like in Albuquerque with Central New Mexico, looking forward to a Technicians of Tomorrow expo that we, meaning Central New Mexico Community College with President Trace Lee Hartzler's team in Albuquerque, and us at Unmuddle are jointly putting on for the community, kind of mobilizing the community to understand that the technicians of tomorrow, these are jobs that don't get replaced by AI. These are jobs that are so important to the future. They are not your dirty jobs. They are the jobs of the future. And if this is, you know, in addition to the College for All movement that we have going on, that, you know, skills are for everybody. And technician level jobs are jobs that can provide family sustaining wages, provide benefits, and provide packages. But if you don't know about it, how are you even going to go down that road? So that's a solution, is really mobilizing communities across America with the community or technical college being at the center of it to start getting the word out. That's one.
Absolutely. No, I'm also curious about what you see solutions on industry side. You know, what are companies not doing that they need to do right now?
So I think some of what we've been learning, Louise, which allowed us to come to this 1-to-5 engineer to tech ratio, is that companies are used to education systems and the way that education markets what they have. What they understand is they need engineers because that's what colleges and universities in America offer. But when you start breaking down what the job roles actually look like, engineers are very much needed, no doubt. Having that in my background myself in fiber optics and telecom, I get the importance of that. But just like we used to have the old manager to subordinate ratio, now we have an engineer to tech ratio that is under development here at NMUDL. And as this continues to develop, what it's revealing is that employers themselves have to change the way that they're thinking about this. And they don't need to advertise every role as an engineer. And we have proof to that because we have so many engineers that are actually going through NMUDL Originals in order to gain like reliability, maintenance, engineering, and technician roles. So getting that skill set in order to complement that high level theory that they learned in school.
Oh, that's fantastic. That leads wonderfully into my next question, which was going to be about upskilling and reskilling. You know, I've heard a lot about these sort of trends, if you will, lately. You know, companies are testing the waters with these strategies. You know, talk to me about that. You know, what are you seeing from your perspective?
I'm going to start with the recruiting of engineers and technicians, and then also then kind of make my way into managing of higher education partnerships. So here's what we've been finding. It's all just getting revealed. It's so interesting, Louise, is that recruiting used to be pretty simple. Companies would go out and recruit and say, I want this skill set. I'll just pay you whatever. I'll hire you and bring you in. So recruiters now reach out to us and say, yeah, there's no one to recruit. They don't have the skill sets we need. We get engineering applications. We get other applications, but it's not the right skill set. And it takes too long to deconstruct an engineer and reconstruct a technician off of that skill set because expectations are out of whack. So we need to be thinking about this whole problem differently. The next thing that the employer comes to us with is, well, our traditional job fair or education, higher education partners that we manage, it takes a lot of work to manage those relationships, and we're just not getting the word across in a way that is getting us the right kind of talent. So let me loop this back to the reskilling, upskilling question. The whole idea of upskilling and reskilling is really based on the fact that there's the mismatch of the skill sets. And it takes so long to get a technician or an engineer onboarded and ramped up. These are some new statistics we are looking forward to sharing in the next 6 to 12 months. What we're finding is ramp up time, and I'm going to give you a big, big range on this because we don't have enough of a sample size, is running anywhere between 12 to 30 months on a technician role. What that means is there's a failure of the education and skill development and the talent or the skills gap that we generally call to be able to sync that up in a way that is beneficial for everyone.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I know that's such a huge range, but we're looking on honing that in. And I'd love to come back and share that when we're there.
Yeah, no, that sounds fantastic. Well, so, you know, where do we go from here? What's going to make a difference as we move forward?
I think there's multiple answers to it. So from my perspective, I think one of the major realizations we have is this whole idea of technicians is very new to even the employers that are out there. This skill set level has always been thought of as a level that doesn't really require much education or skill development, more of an on-the-job type of skill set. Just come on in. If you're living, breathing, eating, we'll figure it out. But with the kinds of technicians that employers are needing, they themselves are beginning to realize, wow, this is actually an area that we do need to not only just upskill and reskill internally, but we need to start working with the public higher education in America to ensure that there is full understanding and alignment. So there's learning that is going on by employers. And that's one of the reasons that we're starting to share what we are learning and what these stats look like behind the technician workforce, especially the hands-on technician workforce. And I think another part of it is the public itself needs to start understanding this. Through our help desk, we have skills to jobs guides. It's amazing how many parents, guardians, grandmothers, uncles, they're like, what is this skills to jobs thing? Shouldn't my kid be going to college or should, you know, and when they say kid, they're talking about a 24-year-old, a 26-year-old. So this isn't, we don't work with anyone under the age of 18 here at Unmodeled. And their parents and grandparents or uncles or aunts are questioning the value of going from skills to jobs versus going to college for a full-fledged degree. So I think this movement of skills to jobs and just even public education is so necessary.
Any final thoughts to share with our audience before we close it up?
If there's any employers out there, please come have a conversation with us. We together are going to have to build the understanding behind the hands-on technician talent, the development, and the understanding of what that future looks like. If there are parents, et cetera, out there, or just the general public, call into the help desk and get a skills to jobs guide on the phone so that you can kind of get an understanding of where a technician path fits into higher education fully, because becoming an engineer is awesome. How you can stack it all together and get there is even more awesome, so that you can work and learn as you go rather than having to take all the debt up front and then hope you end up with something valuable. And for any colleges listening, come to us. We'd love to have the conversation. The way that higher education kind of moves us through, taking a different perspective on skills, I think, and how skills stack up and how we package and repackage what is being offered to ensure that there's alignment between employers and careers and people's futures. We all need to be in the conversation together.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Well, this has been fantastic. I have learned so much. Thank you so much for joining us today, Parminder. It's been a wonderful conversation.
It's a pleasure, Louise. And thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, if you'd like to learn more about this topic and perhaps contribute to the discourse yourself, check out the Unmuddle Huddle, which is a monthly virtual gathering that aims to discuss and strengthen the ties between employers' hands-on technician talent needs and America's community and technical colleges. Check out unmuddle.com/huddle. That's unmuddle.com/huddle. And in the meantime, if you'd like to hear more conversations on a wide range of engineering topics, please subscribe to ASME TechCast on your podcast platform of choice. I'm Louise Poirier. Thanks so much for listening.